Hi, this is Bonnie Gillespie, and you're tuned in to The Work. Redefining credit. There's this great quote by Harry S. Truman. It goes, "It is amazing what you can accomplish if you do not care who gets the credit." It's one of my husband's favorite quotes. After years of hearing him use it, it's become one of mine. Thinking back, I remember coming home from school and crying to my mother about how some more popular kid got credit for the drama club fundraiser I'd suggested during our brainstorming session. She'd soothe me with very wise suggestions such as, make your goal helping others succeed. It's then that you'll receive credit for all you've done. Funny thing is, the more you focus on helping others succeed, the less you feel the need to receive credit for having had a hand in it. Fascinatingly, that's when you find your success. At least that's been my experience. The more I encounter amazingly talented people who work behind the scenes, especially agents, managers, publicists who work tirelessly to build their clients' careers, only to be rewarded with a thanks, I'm moving up a tier and going on to one of the bigs sometimes, the more I see this philosophy in action. The cool part is, most of folks are so high self-esteem, low ego about it all that it's okay. Sure, casting directors would love an Oscar for best casting, but most of us populate films with amazing actors because we love the jigsaw puzzle. We enjoy the right brain, left brain balance of our job. We find satisfaction in helping storytellers get their stories told through people the filmmakers wouldn't have known existed without our input. Agents and managers, if actors truly understood how much work they put in, hustling and pitching and negotiating best deals on the actor's behalf, would probably get far more credit for all they do. Many times, those who rep actors are thanked by stars who stand up behind a microphone holding something golden shiny, but those are usually the actor's current agents getting the thanks. What about that first agent that each of these folks had? You know, the person who took a chance on an actor with a few credits, no union status, and a car that broke down so often that sometimes auditions just got missed? I spoke with a writer friend recently and congratulated him on some good news associated with a script he wrote. "Oh," he said, "I hadn't heard. I'm just the writer, you know." Funny, but sad. I mean, his words in the script are a large part of what allowed this project to reach a stage at which there are kudos coming down now for the director and the producers. But people who truly love their job rarely do it for the credit. And they work all the time. They're inspired by what they do. They love the people they get to work with, and that when there's a tip of the hat in their direction, they're thrilled. But that's not why they do it. Because doing anything in this town for the credit is a recipe for bitterness. Note, I didn't say for credit. I said for the credit. You know there's plenty of times to work for credit early on in your career while you're building. Do the things in this town that you do because you love it. Do it because it inspires you. Do it because it helps you get someone else closer to their goal. They'll remember. And if they don't, that's okay, because you love doing it anyway. And together, we get heaps more accomplished simply because we all love what we do. Bonus. All right, my friends, this has been Bonnie Gillespie for another episode of The Work. Thank you so much for joining me here. Please join me over at BonnieGillespie.com for all sorts of goodness between episodes. And until next time, stay ninja.